Imagine 50-year-olds being recruited to serve in the Army. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. That's happening in Ukraine, even though a ceasefire continues with Russia. Skirmishes in the east means more refugees. Mission Eurasia's Paul Tokarczuk is in Zaporozhye near the war zone.
Evangelical Protestant churches, the church is very active, doing ministry, helping refugees to feed and get some clothes for refugees, new refugees who came. So church is doing very good and many people who are coming to Christ. Church is growing.
Ukraine is back in the headlines, and so is Planned Parenthood. The largest abortion provider in the United States is telling investigators that the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life group releasing undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, likely has months of footage. As the debate over unborn lives continue, your prayers are needed. Pray it'll lead to conversations about Jesus Christ, the one who died to save every life for eternity. And just as every life is important, so is every commitment. For a quarter century, Global Advance is committed to raising up indigenous Great Commission leaders. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they're gathering some of those leaders this fall to celebrate 25 years of ministry and collaborate for 25 more. Global Advance has helped train over 500,000 pastors in 94 nations. Techniques may have changed in the past 25 years, but one constant remains.
Pastors still are very discouraged in developing countries, and they need a lot of training and support and vision to carry out the task of fulfilling the Great Commission.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get your free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.